Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, according to a new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple's upcoming base model Macs could start with 16 gigabytes of RAM by default instead of 8 gigabytes. This breaks a tradition that Apple has had going for around 8 years now. Apple increased the base RAM of the base model 13-inch MacBook Air from 4 GB to 8 GB in 2016, and it's been the standard ever since then. Bloomberg reports that Apple has been ramping up testing of its first M4 Macs, and all of them have either 16 GB or 32 GB of memory. This means the upcoming Mac would potentially have 16 GB without having to pay $200 more for the upgrade. Additionally, it means 32 GB of RAM would be the new maximum for the M4 chip. Currently, the M3 tops out at 24 GB. The M3 Pro and the M3 Max, of course, scale higher. Additionally, Bloomberg reports that some tested configurations start with a lower-tier 8-core CPU and 8-core GPU. This varies a bit from the M4 chip introduced in the iPad Pro, where the lower storage options come with a 9-core CPU and a 10-core GPU. The fully unlocked M4 chip in the Max will have 10-core CPU and a 10-core GPU, just like the iPad Pro. Finally, Bloomberg reiterates that Apple is expected to begin debuting the M4 Mac lineup later this year with the MacBook Pro, Mac Mini, and iMac, followed by the rest of the lineup, including the MacBook Air, Mac Studio, and Mac Pro, in 2025. In other news today, for fans of Ted Lasso, this latest development is the most concrete news yet that season 4 of the show is going ahead. A new report from Deadline says that cast negotiations are underway, and contract options have already been executed for stars Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. The Apple TV Plus series is eyeing a production kickoff in early 2025. Contracts for other cast members have expired, but new deals are expected to be struck for Jason Sudeikis, Brendan Hunt, and Juno Temple, among others. This process is unlikely to have happened without Jason Sudeikis having given his approval for the series to return, so you can expect him to reach a deal soon. Initially, Sudeikis had suggested that season 3 would be the end of the show, but now it seems like there was more story to tell. Of course, Apple will be thrilled to get new episodes of its most popular original series ever. Ted Lasso was the number one original on the Nielsen streaming charts for all of last year, while the majority of Apple's other shows fail to even make a dent in viewing figures at all. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, iPad, and iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't imagine life without it. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can also edit your writing anytime and anywhere, with iCloud syncing there to keep everything in check across your devices. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently to various blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, excerpts, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. So hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has officially announced its highly anticipated iPhone 16 event for September 9th. The event, which includes an in-person component at Apple Park, will take place on the 9th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Apple's invite artwork teases that it's glow time, with an animation and Apple logo that clearly resembles the new Siri icon from Apple Intelligence in iOS 18. The format for the event is expected to be the same as the iPhone 14 and iPhone 15, which combined an in-person experience for the press at Apple Park with a virtual experience for everyone else. At the in-person component at Apple Park in Cupertino, Apple will offer the press hands-on time with the new iPhone 16 and other hardware. But of course, these are our current expectations, and Apple could have a surprise in store for this year. We won't know the full details of the event until it takes place next month. The headlining announcement will of course be the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro. As a refresher, the base model iPhone 16 is expected to have a new A18 chip with 8 GB of RAM for Apple Intelligence, a new action button, the capture button for controlling the camera app, a smaller vertically aligned camera bump for spatial video, and new colors including blue, green, pink, white, and black. For the iPhone 16 Pro, we're expecting the A18 Pro chip inside for even better performance, larger displays at 6.3 inches and 6.9 inches for the 16 Pro and Pro Max respectively, the capture button for controlling the camera app, the 5X camera for the iPhone 16 Pro, the same exact lens that came to the 15 Pro Max last year, and colors including black titanium, natural titanium, white titanium, and bronze titanium. We're also expecting Apple to announce the Apple Watch Series 10, which will apparently come in larger 45 and 49 millimeter sizes. Other rumor changes for the Apple Watch Series 10 include a thinner case design, improved performance, and new health sensors and features. We're also expecting the Apple Watch Ultra 3 with improved performance and new entry-level AirPods 4. And finally, Apple is also expected to announce release dates for iOS 18 and its other new operating systems. Again, the event will take place on September 9th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show and you want an ad-free version, you can go to 9to5mac.com/join and sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.